Hello and welcome to Business Today's Daily Tech Wrap, where we take you through the hottest headlines from the tech world. Xiaomi launched the Redmi Y2 in India today. This is the rebranded Redmi S2 which Xiaomi launched in China last month and is the successor to the selfie-centric Redmi Y1. The selling point of Redmi Y2 is its 16-megapixel front camera which sits under a 5-element wide-angle lens. Xiaomi claims that it has AI capabilities which can be used for better low-light photography, auto HDR, AI Beautify, and AI portrait selfies. At the back is a dual camera setup with 12-megapixel and 5-megapixel snappers, similar to what has been seen on Redmi Note 5 Pro. Under the hood, the Redmi Y2 runs the Snapdragon 625. It will be coupled with either 3GB of RAM and 32GB of internal storage, or 4GB of RAM and 64GB of internal storage. The 3GB variant will be available at 9,999 rupees, whereas the 4GB variant will be available at 12,999 rupees. The Redmi Y2 will go on sale on June 12th at 12 noon at Xiaomi's official website and Amazon, along with Mi Home outlets and Mi Preferred outlets. The Moto Z3 Play was launched in Brazil recently with support for all existing Moto mods. The latest offering in the Z series by Motorola now has a 6-inch Super AMOLED 18:9 Full HD Plus display without any changes in the footprint when compared to its predecessor. The Moto Z3 Play runs the Snapdragon 636 under the hood, coupled with 4GB of RAM and either 32GB or 64GB of internal storage. At the back, it has a dual camera setup with 12-megapixel and 5-megapixel cameras, whereas there is an 8-megapixel selfie snapper up front. In Brazil, the Moto Z3 Play will be sold along with the battery mod for a price of 2,299 Brazilian real, which comes around to 40,000 rupees. It will be made available in other global markets by this month. However, when will it be launched in India is still unclear. The second version of Android P beta is now available for Google Pixel devices. It comes with the final application programming interface and the official software developer's kit. It can be downloaded as an over-the-air software update on devices already running the first version of Android P beta. Other devices which are partnering for Android Developers Program will soon get this update in coming weeks. And that's all from us today. If you like what we do here, please like, comment, and share. And if you're watching this video on YouTube, please subscribe and press that bell icon. Thank you.